Three goals, clean sheet against a team that were level on points with you. Perfect.
Just happy night, Phil, isn't it? Great performance, great team performance, a lot of good individual performance, got a few goals, so all in all, everyone's delighted with what we've done.
And a good start, it's always good to get that relatively early goal in, isn't it?
We always felt, Phil, we haven't had seen a game at home where we scored early on and teams will be sucked onto us more and more, and I've always felt we'd score goals late on in games because of our energy levels. A bit disappointed we never got another goal or two late on because Port Vale were very stretched at trying to get back in the game. Yeah, but all in all, it's a good performance from our lads, and we're pleased with the 3 points.
And at 0-0 and 1-0, Vale had plenty of play.
They will when you've got two lads up front, Phil. It's an argument that'll always split opinion. You know, I like to dominate the ball and dominate possession. Sometimes when you have two lads up top, you can't do that. Certainly when you're scoring goals and winning games, I won't get involved in that debate at the minute.
Charlie Raglan, player release without making an appearance against Vale. How happy for him are you to get his first ever senior goal?
He's playing really well, Charlie, isn't he? Looks like he's been an ever-present for us for a couple of years. You know, we've got a lot of other lads who are playing well, you know, and that's important that, you know, we just respect the fact that it's not just 11 lads on the pitch. You know, it's Dan Gardner, it's Jay O'Shea's. It takes a lot of different players to have a successful club, not just the ones you see on a Saturday. You know, everyone will normally play the part.
The dressing room, the club, the team, everything looks in a happy place. One defeat in 13, it's a great place to be, isn't it?
Just keep going, Phil. You know, the other weekend, 1-10 or something, someone was telling me, so you can go from being sacked to being a good manager. So in the end, you just keep going, don't you? It's just a fantastic club. Everyone knows my love for this club already. The supporters, the fans, the chairman, we're all happy together, and long may it continue. Because in the end, a lot of relationships in football nowadays don't last that long. So when they do last, we should try and enjoy them.
And one very long relationship has been that between the Chesterfield and the Port Vale fans, and Ernie Moss. What a day for him.
I'm delighted for Ernie and his family, you know, for any of his family who are here today. You know, it's an exceptional day. It'll hold fond memories forever nowadays with DVDs, etc. And they'll be able to look back not just on the game, but being here with Ernie and everyone else. And, you know, the ovation they got was fantastic. And great credit to our supporters for that.
Only 3 days before we're back here again, Paul. It's just non-stop, isn't it?
Just keep going, Phil. Enjoy playing. You know, our lads have an appetite for the game. Our supporters keep finding money to keep coming. And, you know, long may it continue. We know when we have bad times, we'll stick together because that's the most important thing in football.